No, it's not. Good evening, everyone. We're broadcasting live November 9th, 2015. November 5th. That's correct. And I think we've got proper sound going on. You want to say hello, Robin, so I can test? Oh, no. Why aren't you coming through? Maybe you're not loud enough. Oh, wait. Oh, I see. Loop back. This one has to come from... There. Okay, now say hello.
Hello?
Yes.
That's okay.
Now we're both. Now we both should be coming through the audio broadcast.
Okay.
Okay. Questions.
We have questions.
Yes. First of all, let's do the announcements first because tonight we don't have a Dhammapada video. So, what's going on here? We have two things. Well, actually, only one thing. But I have two posters. But I don't think it's worth showing you posters, is it? You guys want to see our new posters?
Yes.
You can comment on them. Screen share. There. Introduction to meditation. I want to get something that'll hit them. Hit people and make them wake up and say, hey, why aren't you all meditating?
Yeah.
Why do you go out drinking every night or whatever it is that you do?
That's very nice.
Okay, so that's the first one. And did it change?
No, not yet.
Well, then we'll have to stop that. This one isn't me. This is Carolyn, one of our exec members. But I did the poster for her. She did a poster, but then it, I redid it.
Came out nice.
Yeah.
The McMaster Buddhism logo is a little bit like the Surimungalo logo.
It's not the McMaster Buddhism logo. That's the McMaster Students Union Clubs.
Oh, okay.
They force us to put their logo on our posters. So the clubs is very hard to read, but it's not important to me because their logo isn't all that important. But yeah, so we're having a campfire. This is our one big announcement. This was someone's idea. I think it was Carolyn's idea to go and have a campfire in the evening and talk about Buddhism and maybe do some meditation together out in nature. Monks aren't actually allowed to sit around campfires together. It's an interesting thing. I'll have to look up whether I can take part in the campfire. But it's a curious rule. Oh, we're not presenting. Yeah, we are, okay. It's a curious rule. And the speculation is that it's somehow, sitting around a campfire somehow leads to negligence. You know, it's just not an appropriate behavior for a Buddhist monk. But whatever, I think I'll be okay with attending because I'm the only monk and I'm going to talk to lay people, not to talk to monks.
And if there happens to be a campfire there.
Yeah. I think the idea is they're going to have s'mores or something. So, I mean, it's sort of in the vein of lay Buddhism. You know, if the Ajahn Chah group has like Buddhist songs that they sing and Buddhist sing-alongs and Buddhist plays that are kind of humorous about Buddhism, and you know, you wonder where the line is going to be drawn, but you know, sometimes you just accept the kusalupaya, the whole skillful means to get people interested. So it's the idea is to create a community of like-minded individuals. Again, this isn't my idea, but it's interesting. So that's part of what we'll be doing. That's next Friday. So that's a couple of things that have been going on here. What else? Tomorrow I'm going to London. No, for Saturday I'm going to London, Ontario, to someone's house. Oh, and we've got 27 of 28 slots filled on the appointments page.
That's great.
That means I'm meeting with 27 different people a week, which is, that's pretty good.
That's great.
Yeah. So, that's all. Any announcements from the volunteer group?
If anyone has been following along on Facebook and hasn't really noticed much activity, it's because most of our activity now is on a website called slack.com. And it's kind of taken the place of those email blasts that were going out and taken a place of a lot of the talk on Facebook. So if anyone is interested, just send me a message. I'll post the information into the meditator chat panel as well, because it's still a very active group. We just have kind of changed our communication means a little bit. Ready for questions, Bhante?
Yep.
Okay. Venerable Sir, what would be your translation of Lord Buddha's final words? Thank you.
Vaya dhamma sankhara appamadena sampadeta. Vaya dhamma sankhara, all formations are of a nature to cease. Vaya is to fade away. Appamadena sampadeta. Come to fulfillment, or fulfill your goals, or become fulfilled. Appamadena, with or in regards to, you could say appamada. So come to fulfillment in regards to vigilance or mindfulness, really. So become sober, really. Sober up, if you wanted a sort of a crass paraphrase. All this stuff is going to disappear. Sober up. There, all stuff disappears. All stuff breaks. Stuff breaks. Sober up. There you go. That's about as crass as I could get. There's Buddhism in a nutshell. Stuff breaks, sober up.
There's a meme for you.
And it's actually a fairly literal translation, interestingly. Stuff, sankhara is stuff. It depends what you mean by stuff, but it's one way of, you know, stuff is a good translation of sankhara. Breaks, vaya means it. Well, it's more like dissipates or ceases, but fades away. Breaks is, I think, good. Sober, because pamada has to do with mud. Mud is the root of being intoxicated, so pamada is a kind of mental intoxication. Apamada is sobering up, or non-intoxication, unintoxicated. And sampadeta means, it's in the sense of some and sampa is like stronger, sam is fully, sampa bud, no, not ba is not strong, sorry, bud is to become, sampad, become full. So sampajati is to become full, or to fulfill, or to succeed. So it does have the sense of up, I think. Right. Not exactly, but There you go. There's my translation. Stuff breaks sober up.
Can make a poster for that too.
Put it on Facebook. Stuff breaks sober up the Buddha. And then if anyone calls you out on it, then we'll get it sent to fake Buddha quotes and have him go at it. And then we can all laugh at him when he says it's fake. No, he's a good friend. Don't do that. But it'd be funny to have that conversation.
Hello, Bhante. I recently attained third path by following instructions from Mahasi Sayadaw's practical insight meditation, but I still feel pleasant sensations when I perceive pleasant objects and feel sensations of wanting to incline towards pleasant objects, although not attached in the same way as before. Could you please share your own experience post-third path with respect to sensual desire and whether fourth path makes a difference in perceiving pleasant objects? Although I still experience the arising of a thought that that object is pleasant when contracting pleasant objects, contacting pleasant objects.
I mean, it doesn't sound like you've reached the third path, the third fruit, actually. Path is just one moment, so if you've attained the third path, you've also attained the third fruit, because path is only one moment. It's followed immediately and necessarily by third fruit. Any sensations of wanting to incline towards pleasant objects are a sign of lobha, I mean, of kamaraga. So this is someone, this is, my feeling is that it's someone who hasn't attained anagami. As to my own attainments, how do you know I've attained third path? Whoever told you that? It's not something ordinary to become an anagami. It's actually probably pretty rare in this day and age. But I have a policy not to talk about myself, so can't answer. Next question.
Dear Bhante, my other leg is on the path, the other one in sensual world. Mm. When trying to progress on the path, for example, practicing a lot during a few days and being mostly alone, and afterwards handling lay life issues, going to the bank and meeting people, etc., I feel miserable. I see how worthless everything is. Then I feel I'm making people I meet feel miserable just by interacting with them, in the way of not being capable to show my interest whatsoever. Then making them miserable makes me want to adjust myself by what I feel is creating delusional ideas about reality in order to make those people find me less intimidating so they will feel better. And this seems to take me backwards on the path. So this is a kind of a seesawing motion. What can I do? Eventually, I must totally dive into the path and let go completely, but I can't do that yet. How to look at the situation?
Well, you go from where you are, no? You can't start somewhere else. But so the path starts from where you are. That's really it's important thing to get across. You know, because so we moan and complain because we're not able to start where we want. But the path is right in front of you. It starts right where you are. Doesn't mean you have to become a monk. It's not all or nothing. You know, that would be jumping from where you are to somewhere else. In fact, becoming a monk often doesn't solve the problem at all. The only way out is through the practice of mindfulness. So the Buddha's advice still applies. Stuff breaks, sober up. Which means you know, all of the things that you make you feel miserable, that's what you have to get sober about. You have to realize that it's impermanent. It breaks. It happens. That's part of nature. Teach yourself that. Teach yourself to let go.
The part about I feel I'm making the people I meet feel miserable just by interacting with them and not being able to show my interest whatsoever in what they're doing. Mm. That happens.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to give a cursory approval of people's, you know, interests. When something interests people, you have to smile and nod and say, oh, good for you. And, you know, people say, I just got married, and you can say congratulations, because that's what people say, even though you think, oh no, marriage. Just kidding. Actually, marriage is a good thing. Marriage is better than the alternative of promiscuity and so on, because marriage is a teamwork kind of thing, and it's a morality kind of thing. I mean, but of course, it's not better than the alternative, which is not to become asexual, celibate. But for a layperson, marriage is reasonable, I think. But yeah, no. Ajahn Tong is very interesting, because his the people around him have very little patience. It's sad. Or some of the people. I mean, some good people are sometimes around him, but sometimes he manages to get surrounded by not so mindful people. And they'll be always very angry at the people who try to come and waste his time. But Ajahn Tong, I would have to sit there for hours. And sometimes one of the old nuns would come up and just talk his ear off about nothing, about meaningless things, like maybe their aches and pains and the medicines that they're taking, and talking about how they saw someone that they both know, because these are people who have known Ajahn Tong for 30, 40 years. And so they're talking to him about, you know, I met this person, and remember this person, and now they're doing this right now. And he just sits there, and he'll actually, oh, really? So you learn this very important word for a Buddhist monk, and it's It's very non-committal. Someone asks you, is that good? Do you think that's good? Isn't that so awesome? Now,
so now when you make that sound, we know. We know.
Yeah, it's funny, because I was told that it actually sounds kind of weird. Why are you going, What does it mean to say, But it's a very common thing in Thailand, actually, I think. it's what Ajahn Tong does.
What is kind of perfect? You're acknowledging someone said something, but you're not. You're not really approving or disapproving. So what time is daily Dhamma really? It didn't happen at the time the app indicated. That's right. The app is still
on. Is still wrong.
Yeah, the app is still on daily
saving. Don't use the app. Don't use the app until February. That's the answer. Actually, that's funny, because, that means what? No, that means I got lazy and just changed it in the JavaScript. But if I change it in the database, that would work. I think. Why did it work like that? Yeah, should have changed it in the data in the PHP. I can do that. I can fix that, I think. It's not like I have a million other things to be doing. Is that all for questions?
I think so. Oh, no. Since changing from an Asian diet to a Western one, have you observed any changes in the way your body and mind is functioning?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the Asian diet that I would have from time to time, it wasn't about being an Asian diet. There's some Asian societies are less health conscious than the West. And that's actually maybe not fair to say. I just find more health alternatives here. I don't know. That's not even fair to say, because Western food can be really terrible as well. It's not like that. It's more like I've been in places where the food that I ate was not very healthy. And you can feel that. That changes your body. It's an interesting state. It's actually can be quite useful for your practice to be in a state of undernutrition. And I've been in other places where I get really rich food, and sumptuous food. Los Angeles comes to mind. When I was in LA, I got the top creme de la creme of food, you know, all super healthy, super nutritious. But it's not to say that that's better for your practice. That can actually lead to negligence. So, you know, whatever, it's just food.
And that is the last question.
Okay.
What's the last question?
Hmm. One more?
No, that was the last question.
Oh, so is it wrong? Is the does that mean the website got it wrong as well? What time we're going to have this thing? Because it looks like I didn't actually change it. Looks like I was preparing to change it and then I didn't. Yeah, I can fix that. Should be able to fix it. I'll take a look. Anyway, so that's all for tonight then?
Yes. Well, just there was a lot of question earlier about time changes and things. The individual meetings that you're doing, did they change with the time change?
Well, there's been some confusion there, but I think we've got it worked out.
Okay.
Anyway, that's not perfect.
No, I'm just wondering
stuff
for myself.
Breaks.
Yes. So it does change with the daylight savings time or the lack of.
Well, it won't change here. I mean, for me, 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Those are the times. 7 a.m., 7:30, 6 p.m., 6:30. So figure that out. Those are the times. I don't think there was an issue, a different issue today. It wasn't to do with that.
Oh, okay.
Confusion. Anyway, good night, everyone. See you all
Thank
tomorrow.
You, Pandit.
Should have a Dhammapada again tomorrow. Okay, good night. Thanks,
good night. Thank you.